Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 341. We're calling this VCast the end of the United States, the end of national sovereignty under the WHO Plandemic Treaty. That's going to basically start, the negotiations will start May 27th, and their goal is to ratify two-thirds of their members to make this law, and it's all built on a house of cards. It's beyond wicked. And before we get into it, I just attended church. They celebrated their 130th year of being in existence, and they had a House of Representative person speak and give an award to the church, and she said it is getting so demonic in the state of Michigan. At the state capitol, she talked about how people there are saying that the enemy of the state, the problem that people have in the state of Michigan, are Christians, and they're parroting what Hillary Clinton said. And she said it's talked about all the time that the problem they have to go after are Christians. Buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to get interesting. I went and talked to her after her presentation, and she said it is beyond demonic for older people like us. I never thought this would happen. But let's read the next resumption of negotiations. This is the WHO Plandemic Treaty, INB-9, will take place ahead of the, get this, 77th World Assembly. I find that interesting. Seven represents Christ, which is scheduled to begin on May 27th, 2024. During this assembly, member states will consider the proposed text, which is over-the-top demonic, this WHO Plandemic Treaty, of the world's first plandemic agreement for adoption. Treaty ratification, the Plandemic Treaty, is expected to be finalized by May 2024 and will come into force once it has been ratified by two-thirds of the WHO member states. All of this is predicted in the Bible, Revelation chapter 6. We wrote a book about it. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. Bow means toxin. So this is to run the world with a toxin and a crown. Think of the word corona, that's crown. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And I wrote the book 2.5 years ago, that seal one is open, that primes the fourth beast system, that is iron, graphene oxide, mix and clay you. They're turning you into a wireless body area network. The end goal is to steal your soul with mind controlism, right? Hook you up to this hive mind. This is beast technology run by AI, the fake God, and 6G, the fake Holy Ghost. And what's beyond amazing with this WHO Plandemic Treaty is we know they launched gain-of-function weaponized CV-19. I mean, it's just self-evident. We've proven it the last 3 years of this ministry, of all the documents and the funding. World's been taken over, my friends. They want to cull us down to 500 million people, according to the Georgia Guidestones that were mysteriously blown up. But let's play this lady. She is warning what is happening. They're going to get rid of common law. They're going to treat you like an animal. Their ultimate goal with their nanotech that we've proven over and over and over again is to measure everything. You want to cut down a tree, burn firewood in your fireplace? No, you can't do it because of global warming. That's scam from the Club of Rome. Basically, at a two-pronged strategy that we always talk about. One, humans spread disease. Humans are the problem. They spread disease. And two, humans are polluting the world. No, we're not dumping stuff from the skies. Look up. Look up at the grid. There are hundreds of geoengineering patents. You can't make this up, but let's play this.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
She said a lot there, and it parlays this whole climate scam. You think about the 15-minute cities they want to put us in. I just read an article. I think it was some island where you needed a QR code to scan it to leave the island. They're building this beast system. And anything one, we've talked about this often, these organizations called what they have one in their name is this one world government beast system. And this parlays ID 2020 that we've always talked about, where you can't do anything, get on the internet, do commerce, unless you are part of ID 2020, which eventually will funnel into Microsoft's 0606 patent. 0606 patent, 666 patent, that basically has something to do with DNA and crypto mining. We did a podcast about how they wanted to bake in your DNA, Bitcoin. This is defiling the temple of God that is you. This is all about mind controlism and optogenetics to tie you up to the hive mind. They're going to promise you a million point IQ. Everything Google knows, you'll know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. DARPA, downloading skills. Hey, our soldiers are fighting in a foreign country. Let's let them speak the language by downloading the skill. These are the things that they're working on. And it's beyond demonic, my friends. Now, the Reese Report, I think, I want to play it, has an interesting angle where it's going to destroy nation states, this whole bit. It'll destroy nation states because it'll be centralized policy. You think about ivermectin that was saving people's lives during the COVID-19 pandemic, the gain of function research that was so-called released. And we funded it. We've proven that out 100 times over. So it centralizes policy, but then it makes nation states even stronger. These dictators stronger to shut down small businesses to prevent you from worshiping God. Do you remember that story in California where they couldn't sing, but yet strip clubs were open? Casinos were open? I mean, this is a war on God, an absolute war on God. But Reese Report does such an amazing job being very, very succinct. Pray he gets saved. You know, if I was to, you know, I watch all of his videos. If I was to pinpoint him, I'd say he's very, very new age driven. If he became on fire for Jesus Christ, he would be an amazing, amazing soul winner. Let's play it.
James Roguski on Substack has been reporting on the so-called WHO pandemic treaty and its history. He has shown that its entire history is fraudulent and relies upon the people's silence. On June 14, 1948, President Truman signed a joint resolution to sign onto the WHO Constitution. Section 2 states that 3 U.S. delegates would be chosen by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But the Biden administration has sent U.S. delegates who have not been confirmed, which makes them fraudulent. Section 5 states that in adopting this joint resolution, the Congress does so with the understanding that nothing in the Constitution of the World Health Organization in any manner commits the United States to enact any specific legislation program regarding any matters referred to in said Constitution. And so the U.S. is not lawfully compelled by the WHO. On July 25, 1969, the 22nd Annual World Health Assembly adopted the International Health Regulations, to ensure the maximum security against the international spread of diseases, but did so without a Senate vote.
The way they did that was with what they call the silence procedure. A bunch of unnamed bureaucrats agreed to that document. They gave a 9-month period for the leaders of all of the parties to reject it. And if no one rejected it on the first day of January 1971, it became legally binding. So any amendments go by that same adoption procedure. So in 2005, they made substantial changes. And for the last 18 or 19 years, we've been working off of the international health regulations as they were amended in 2005. I challenge anybody to look through the Federal Register or the Senate records to see if the Senate has ever given their consent, you know, two-thirds, either in 1948, 1969, 2005, or in 2022.
On September 30th of 2022, 94 nations submitted more than 300 proposed amendments to the pandemic treaty. These documents were withheld from the public, and when James Roguski acquired copies, he discovered the reason for this was that the disputes were all based upon corrupt world leaders of smaller nations wanting a bigger piece of the action from the U.S. after realizing the billions of dollars being made by pharmaceutical companies.
This is organized crime. And the big crime bosses are being faced by a bunch of little crime bosses who want in on the deal. They want to be able to manufacture the drugs and jabs in country so that they can control it and, you know, inflict it upon their own population while basically profiting from the next pandemic.
And the proposed amendments to the 2005 IHR will bring this tyranny to its full potential. They want to create an international health regulations authority. They want the authority to declare a pandemic based on the mere potential for disease. They want the authority to compel new vaccines and quarantine for those who are not even sick. And they want to authorize surveillance and censorship to enforce their fraud. They also want to give nations the authority to quarantine and vaccinate foreign travelers at their own discretion.
They want to add strengthening language to enable nations to quarantine international travelers as appropriate. That is not an attack on national sovereignty. That is a ridiculous strengthening of national sovereignty that would enable each nation to abuse the rights and freedoms of foreign travelers. The local tyrants that abused your rights over the last 4.5 years didn't need any amendments or didn't need any treaty to do what they did over the last 4.5 years. So the core battle is still local.
You can find these documents at stopthetreaty.org and rejecttheamendments.com. They view our silence as consent, so we must stand against them and speak out.
We know. During the last pandemic, it was coordinated. Many of our leaders had the exact same word-for-word speech, like they were reading off a teleprompter, and they had a coordinated plan, and it's going to get beyond demonic, the next one that they launch. And you know the next pandemic will be even more deadly. And if you follow our ministry, we've proven and actually shown through whistleblowers the nanotech that can be activated with 5-6G and make you sick. So I think the next pandemic will be 10 times, 50 times worse than what we just saw. And I like to call Trump transhumanism Trump, right? He received the Abraham Accord coin as pure transhumanism. He's the father of the poison poke, Operation Warp Speed. That, yes, had HIV in it to suppress your immune system. And if you've taken this, pray against this abomination. And the next VCAST I'm going to do, I'm going to talk some solutions. It's going to be a two-part VCAST series. And we'll give one in the end as well about the bird flu that they're priming us for. And there's even gain of function on bird flu being researched. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But I want to play this interview with Trump and watch how he deflects. Now, personally, I think this is beyond his pay grade. I think this is a plan. You know, the presidents are mid-level. They're not running anything. But let's play this. Watch how he deflects this question.
Do you regret now not paying closer attention? I mean, this gain-of-function research is extremely risky, you know, banned under the Obama administration and then kick-started in 2017 under your watch.
Yeah, no, I think we've done an incredible job between the vaccine and between all of the Operation Warp Speed. I think we did a great job, and people are now starting to see what a great job we did.
They launched it. They absolutely launched this nonsense. And people are getting sicker than ever. We've probably covered 40 excuses for young people having heart issues, right? You even see advertisements with kids having heart attacks. Never happened. This is beyond demonic. So I'm going to read two stories that just made me laugh. And if you are new to this, the excuses for heart issues with young people: taking a shower, having sex, playing video games, watching sports, gardening, beyond hilarious. I mean, it's so sad, but the excuses are hilarious. But let's read. Hot and bothered, sunbathing for just one day increases your risk of killer heart disease and wrecks your immune system. No, putting poison pokes in you does it. And I'm even talking old school pokes. Go to SJ Wildfire and type in "you've been poisoned forever." Over 60,000 ingredients that are known to cause serious illness are proved to be in our toxic chemicals, in things that we eat, wash our clothes, clean our house with. Get simple. When I just saw somebody that talked about wash your clothes with white vinegar, baking soda, and you can freshen it up with some all-natural fragrance if you need to. Get clean fast, my friends. You think about fluoride in the water that gives you cancer. According to Harvard, you know, increases your risk of getting cancer and lowers your IQ. We've been poisoned forever. But I thought this one was hilarious. Daily Mail. Warning to anyone who sleeps with the blinds open: it may increase risk of stroke or heart attacks by 40%, study suggests. Really? Really? Can't make this nonsense up. It's the model is to get you sick, extract your money, and hopefully decrease the population. Cancer-causing forever chemicals found in Band-Aids, where they can get directly into blood through open wounds, report warns. Was this done by design? You got to ask the question, my friends. You have to ask the questions. And if you think the lines above that just stay there all day long that we're being sprayed on, those are not contrails. I've seen pilots say a contrail last 1 to 2 minutes in the sky. When I grew up in the 70s, early 80s, I never saw them. And I'm a researcher. I went into the patents. There's so many patents of weather manipulation. They need a boogeyman that humans are causing global warming so they can infringe upon your rights to get rid of any form of electricity like natural gas powered appliances. They're going after it, my friends. Wood stoves. And they're going after chickens. They're going after God's creation, beef. We've talked about that for the last 3 years. And I've covered this in a previous podcast recently. But this is in the UK, and you need to think, what happens in the UK and Australia and Canada is coming to the United States. Chicken keepers must register to beat bird flu. Registration equals confiscation. Registration equals defilement. Defilement of these birds. They'll probably go in with a bogus PCR test that the inventor of the PCR test said you can't use that to diagnose any disease. Everything will show up. They're defiling it, my friends. We played or showed the article of the farmer that said 30% of his cows died from getting an mRNA poison poke. DNA defilement as the days of Noah. And when you dive deep into as the days of Noah, it was DNA corruption. So you know we're living in these end of days, my friends. And this is hilarious. Going back to that WHO pandemic treaty that's happening in May 27th, the WHO has announced that bird flu vaccines will be ready in case of H5N1 pandemic, or I like to say plandemic. They're doing gain of function on bird flu. They're weaponizing it. So it's a two-prong approach. They're going to cull the chickens. They're going to cull eggs. Eggs are perfect food, especially if eggs are free range. Eat an egg every day. They're going to go after the food supply that hits seal three of inflation. Proper nutrition. They want you sick. And they want you dead. Natural News, USDA using unreliable PCR testing to depopulate poultry farms, crippling the U.S. food supply. We reported on that 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when they started culling chickens around the United States. Now, the good news is the word is getting out. This is from the Rents Report. A doctor tells the truth about the vax injured. They all seem to be getting worse and are dying. The reason why I wrote the book Seal One Is Open that primes the fourth beast system that is iron, graphene, oxide, mix, and clay. You, the seeds of men will not cleave, is because I heard an insurance company, life insurance company CEO, say that the death rate has increased 40%. With the ages of 18 to 65 year olds. And these are people that are working, right? It's a health insurance company that works with corporations. Edward Dowd wrote a book, you know, it's between 20 and 40%, once in a lifetime event. And it was all after the poison poke, this death rate increase. But here is a tweet from this doctor. Well, I can tell you the 2000 plus vaccine injured at my workplace are deteriorating pretty quickly, most experiencing a myriad of cardiovascular and neurological injuries, autoimmune disorders, reactivated viruses, EBV, failing immune systems, and many cancers. We did a couple podcasts, Destroy the Heart, Fix the Heart. So the mRNA technology destroyed the heart. Now they're coming out with mRNA vaccines to fix the heart. What a model. It reminds me of somebody that's selling windows, goes around and smashes windows. Somebody that's selling security systems goes in and breaks into homes. Order out of chaos, my friends. And remember, we did the podcast and I actually caught the article that said Bill Gates is funding gain-of-function research with GMO mosquitoes. Now, all of a sudden, mosquito diseases are popping up around the world. Puerto Rico declares public health emergency due to dengue virus outbreak. And there's a picture of a mosquito for those of you listening on a podcast service. It's unbelievable. Now, this kind of parlays into solutions. I really like Dr. McCullough. That guy was persecuted during the pandemic season. Dr. Joseph Mercola advises on what you can do if weaponized bird flu is released. The bird flu has been manipulated and tinkered with in a variety of different ways, making it both airborne and capable of cross-species infection. Quote, this is from the Exposé News. You need to get hydrogen peroxide. The system, the man, hate hydrogen peroxide. And there are so many testimonials of hydrogen peroxide. They're unbelievable. I heard a testimony of missionaries that would take hydrogen peroxide and go into heathen type places and use hydrogen peroxide, and then they'd give the gospel. And they saw minor miracles with prayer, fasting, and hydrogen peroxide. Let's read. Hydrogen peroxide rapidly inactivates viruses. Hydrogen peroxide consists of water molecule H2O with an extra oxygen atom O2. And its additional oxygen atom that allows it to inactivate viral pathogens. Some of your immune cells produce hydrogen peroxide to destroy pathogens. By killing the infected cell, viral reproduction is stopped. So hydrogen peroxide therapy aids your immune cells to perform their natural function more effectively. Now, I think there's a lot of doctors that have come out and said viruses are just your body expelling poisons. So maybe this helps if those doctors are right. Many studies have investigated the use of hydrogen peroxide against different pathogens. For example, in 2020 review, 22 studies found that 0.5% of hydrogen peroxide effectively inactivated a range of human coronaviruses, including those responsible for SARS and MERS, within 1 minute of exposure. According to Brownstein, all pathogens studied to date have been found to succumb to hydrogen peroxide, albeit at varying concentrations and for different amounts of exposure. So something to do your research on, your due diligence. All right. So I'm going to do a part two on some other solutions as well. And the top one is to get in the Word of God, right? God gave us herbs for healing. We'll talk that scripture and some other solutions as well. So God bless. Thank you for your prayers and support. Please share this. People have no clue what our government is signing us over to with this WHO Plandemic Treaty. And it's based on a house of cards. It reminds me of when the Federal Reserve Bank, that's a private bank, was signed off on in 1913, where only a couple senators were held back on Christmas Eve to vote that nonsense in, that private bank. So when they say we owe all this money to a private bank, a lot of it, the Treasury, if they printed their own money, it would be debt-free. That's why Kennedy was killed, one of the reasons. The greenback, Lincoln as well, printed greenback money without a Federal Reserve Bank that's a private bank. God bless, my friends. What a great time to be alive. We need to be a light in this dark, demonic times. We need to be as the Church of Philadelphia. If you've got habitual sin, get rid of it. We all sin, we all fall short. But you need to be a wise virgin, my friends. Oh, also, I put Pastor Larry's latest study on sjwellfire.com. Go under the teaching section. He was interrupted and he kept on hitting stop and he wasn't able to complete the entire podcast, but it was very, very powerful. The mic is better. But check that out at sjwellfire.com and sign up for our alerts. God bless. Oh,